Bava Metzia, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah is going to deal with a case of a Shomer Chinam, an unpaid watchman watching your item. The halacha in the Torah is that an unpaid watchman, if something happens to the item, either an ones, something that happens against the person's will, or it gets stolen, Gneva, or Aved, or gets lost, as long as the shomer, as long as the guardian was not being poshea, he was not negligent, the guardian goes scot-free. He does not have to pay for what happened to the item. If he's negligent, then he has to pay. Now, in order to be pater, however, the Torah says that he needs to take a shvua. He actually needs to take an oath in Beis Din, in the court, to affirm that he was not poshea, he was not negligent. Now, our Mishnah is going to discuss an interesting scenario that if the guardian decides, the shomer decides that he doesn't want to take the oath, but rather he'll pay for it. Even though he's not obligated, he could actually get off of paying by taking an oath. He'd rather not take the oath. He'd rather pay. If he pays for it, and then subsequently the item is found to have been stolen, and the thief is found and now has to pay kefal, has to pay the penalty of paying double for having stolen an item. Who does that kefal? Who does that penalty of kefal, the double payment, who does that go to? So the Gemara understands that when a person gives an item to a guardian, he's actually giving it to him under the condition that if it gets stolen and the guardian decides he doesn't want to take a shvua, he is giving to him the right, he's being machnet him, he's actually helping him acquire the right to the kefel that would normally go to the owner of the item if it was the thief was found. Let's now read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hamafgid etzel chaveiro, person deposits by his friend, Gemara explains it's a shomer chinam, an unpaid watchman, behema o kelim, either an animal or utensils, v'nignivu o she'avdu, and these utensils or animal has been stolen or they've been lost. So I should mention that most understand that avdu is just brought in here by the way, it's agav, it's really not relevant to our case. Shilem v'lo ratza lishava. If the guardian decides that he wants to pay for the item that was stolen rather than take a shvua, shahare amru, because Chazal said, shomer chinam nishba v'yotze, that based on the Torah, a shomer chinam can take an oath and then go out free without having to pay. But in this case, he decided he'd rather not take that shvua. Then what happens if nimtza haganav, if the thief is found and has to pay the penalty of kefel? Mishalem tashlumei kefel. He's got to pay the penalty of kefel. Tavach u'machar, and if he slaughtered the animal or he sold it, the thief has to mishalem tashlumei arba v'chamisha. The Torah dictates that he has to pay a penalty of four or five, depending whether or not it's a small animal, or if it's a sheep, or it's a bovine animal. Lemi mishalem, but the question is, who does he pay it to? So the answer is, the misha pikadon etzlo, to the person who had the pikadon next to him, the guardian, because he decided he would actually pay. And by paying for it, he is acquiring retroactively the rights to the kefel, to the penalty, or the four and five penalty. However, nishba, if he does what the Torah normally dictates, and he swears, v'lo ratza l'shalem, he doesn't want to pay, nimtza haganav, if the thief is found, mishalem tashlumei kefel, the thief, of course, has to pay the penalty. Tavach u'machar, if he slaughtered it or he sold it, mishalem tashlumei arba v'chamisha, he has to pay the penalty of four or five. L'mi mishalem, who in that case would he pay to, since the guardian took an oath and is getting off free? So then he would pay the penalty of lebal hapikadon to the owner of the item, because nothing has been transferred to the guardian.